Sin lures us with the illusion that it's the doorway to freedom.
I couldn't wait to get out of my parents' house so I could go to every party on campus. It was time for total freedom.
But ultimately, sin enslaves us.
Now, all I think about is alcohol. Whether there's a party or not, I can't stop.
What kind of freedom is it to be under the control of sinful cravings? Our culture has promoted a double the pleasure, none of the guilt sort of lifestyle. And what's the result? We're slaves to lust, food, entertainment, toys, noise, activity, alcohol, drugs, busyness, and on and on. We become dominated by the very pleasures we thought would liberate us. The Apostle Peter talks about those who entice others to sin, and he says they promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.